Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good to be here this morning again. Certainly, I do love you guys.
Yeah.
In love with you. So I'm grateful to be here to share this morning. And as James and even the prayer from the man of God and all the things happening with Israel and around the country and even the recent hurricane here in Carolina, just a lot of things in the world that we could be and should be praying about. And it's why it's important that we understand our full purpose in the earth and why God created us. So this morning, as I'm always thrilled to be here, my prayer is always that when I am here sharing God's word to you guys, what is encouraging me, that we leave here with a type of excitement, a type of energy, and a revelation to go out and apply. How many of you know the sermon is as good as your application to that sermon?
That's right.
And we have heard great sermons, but not necessarily walk out the revelation that we have heard from that message being spoken. It's easy to become very dull of hearing while attending a Bible studies or a Sunday sermon. What am I saying? Our faith requires works, all right? It requires action, discipline, obedience. At least we come in here, and I always say it, and just get fat and go home. But he is now charging us to be a difference, make a difference, and be the blessing that you're praying for. To be the blessing you're praying for, more than you asking to receive one. All right, amen? So today my assignment is simple. I want to talk a little bit about the minor prophet Jonah. In the book of Jonah, he's a minor prophet, not because he wasn't important, but because it was a small book. Okay, and he had a very important mission. I've been teaching at the Harvest Center Church a series entitled Kingdom Business, as we are charging the people to be responsible of growing God's kingdom through their disobedience, through their obedience and their love for Christ. We've been kind of walking through the Our Father's prayer. Jesus said when he taught people how to pray, his disciples, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
The goal is for us to bring heaven to earth.
Yes.
The goal is to bring heaven to earth, not just die and go to heaven, but to cause heaven to come down on earth. Not everybody believes that or want that or understand that. We just want to fly away and just get to heaven. But the goal is to now maximize our time while we are here on earth. God has given us an expiration date from birth to death to do something for him, not for ourselves.
Yeah.
So the church world has to now change the mindset of saying, while breath in my body, as long as I am breathing, I'm going to do something for my daddy. Can I get amen?
Yeah, amen?
Now, listen, if y'all tripping today, I got my car running. I jump in there and just leave. Y'all need to talk to me today, right? Because I woke up early to thinking about you guys. Didn't sleep well because I wanted to get here with you guys. I could at least get an amen or a breath man or something, guys.
Amen.
All right. So Jonah is important because Jonah chapter 1. And if you're taking notes, and I encourage you in your time forward this week to read the book of Jonah, all four chapters. There's a message for God's Christian.
Yeah.
There's a message for the ones who are saying, God, what is my purpose? Three P's I want to talk about. Three P's, right? God's presence, God's purpose, and God's people, all right? God's presence, God's purpose, God's people, all right? These are the things that matter. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, but the Lord... Bless you. The Bible says, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying to him, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish. Listen to this. From the presence of the Lord, he went down to Joppa. He went down to Joppa. He found a ship, paid the money, paid the fare, went down to it, got in the boat as he was leaving, fleeing the presence of God, went down to the bottom of the boat, So here it is in the first passage or the first chapter, first part of this sermon, this message to Jonah. He heard the word. How many of you have heard a word from the Lord? All right. And God told you to do something for him. Now, in Jonah's case, I don't want to beat him too bad. Nineveh was a great city of that time. The Assyrians occupied that space. And if you know any Bible history, they were wicked, violent, evil people. Okay. All from Sunset. I'm just joking, man. I like Sunset. Okay, but come on. It was a wicked people, very violent. Jonah minding his business. Jonah going in his direction in life. Jonah doing his job, his money, his family. Jonah doing his thing. And all of a sudden, the word came to Jonah. When he got that word, the Bible says he fled from the presence of God, forsaking the responsibility from God, ignoring the people of God. He was supposed to go north. He went south. He rejected, rebelled against God's plan, paid money to do it. And soon as he started rebelling, he started going down. He went down to Joppa, down at the bottom of the boat, running from God's presence, plan for his life. Listen, gentlemen, just because we are in Christ or we are in a church or in a Bible study, this may sound unkind, it doesn't mean that we are fulfilling God's purpose for our lives. I want you to hear me. And maybe that's not unkind, because when we rebel from God's presence, purpose in people, we end up going down. All right. Pause for a minute. OK, no, pause for a minute. Religion is not necessarily God's purpose for your life. Wherever God's presence is where your purpose would be. Amen. I'm going to give myself an offering before I get out of here. I'm telling you, I feel this thing. And he went in the opposite direction. Now, Nineveh was a wicked, great city. Good example would be, you guys know New Orleans, right? So they have every year Mardi Gras season. Hundreds of thousands of people gather from all around the world to come on Canal, Bourbon, French Quarters. They all come, right? Throw me a bead, ma'am, please. Okay. They party. You know, you live in your normal day and God said, I need you to go down for Mardi Gras season and in the middle of a big float, start rebuking people. When they doing their thing, I want you to start rebuking them and causing them to repent. How many of you guys going to do that? All right. You say, oh, no, you got me wrong. I love Jesus and everything, but I ain't going to New Orleans, bro. And right. Think about Jonah for a minute. He's living his life. Interruption to do something out of the ordinary. We talk about the times, the signs of time. We talk about what's happening today. We can't afford to keep on doing things the ordinary way. Because God needed to reach a city for a purpose, and Jonah was that man. Can I say today in this Bible studies, you are the man to go to the great city and cry out against it. Okay? Now, we know Jonah went the other direction. The Bible says because he was disobedient, he caused a hurricane, a storm to show up. This man paid money. Picture me rolling in this message for a minute. He paid money, got in the boat, went in the opposite direction. Lord said, oh, you running, Jonah? He appointed a great storm. Now, these men on the boat were going down to the jockey lot. To sell their goods and commodities. It was a normal business day, right? Y'all don't read your Bible? Yeah. I'm going to slap every preacher who preached here before me. Y'all better get your Bible. They were heading to sell their goods on a normal business day. This man running from God, got in their boat, minding their business. The wrong people at the wrong time will cause you major trouble in your life. Yeah. Now the rain come. The weatherman said the forecast was beautiful, storm out of nowhere. The word says in chapter 1, when you read it, they start to throw off their cargo and their goods to save the boat. Everybody in the chaos, everybody's panicking. Everybody, what's going on? Jonah is in the bottom of the boat sleeping. What is the church doing today in the midst of all of this chaos, conflict, confusion, LGBTQ, and all of the mess going on? We're too busy trying to grow our churches, but we ain't waking up the world because we're sleeping, just trying to get to heaven. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah.
We're not concerned about what's happening. What I told you before, Job, we should be eradicating darkness with light everywhere that we find it. The world, we don't need no soft Christians just trying to make it to heaven. People that don't mind stirring the pot to do something great for God.
Amen.
I love y'all. But if we're not multiplying, if we're inviting people to this Bible study, if we're not helping our community, if we're not doing those things, then we are ignoring God's purpose, God's presence for God's people. Yeah. Does that make sense, gentlemen?
Yes.
Like you say, Pastor, you, when you come here, you always yelling at me, man. You just, I want you to understand.
Why don't you just tell me how good I am?
Yeah, just, can you tell me? Can you tell me something positive? Well, I'm just reading the book of Jonah. I'm just reading Jonah book. These men threw things overboard. The captain go down to the boat, find this man sleeping. They wake him up and say, hey, how could you sleep when the world is going to hell? Church, how can you be so focused on just your revelation, your salvation, your ministry, just your church when the world is going to hell? Wake up, O sleeper. And the Bible says we need to find out why this storm came upon us. In this particular book, each of these men had different gods they worship. Jonah, the man of God, in the midst of people who had different gods, they asked him a question. Who are you? What do you do? And what country are you from? Jonah says, I'm a Hebrew. And I'm the Hebrew who served the God who controls the land and the sea. Pause. If I'm in the midst of a hurricane and your God controlled the land and the sea, the man said, okay, get up from where you are. Pray to your God, since he controls all this stuff, to stop all this stuff. So the Bible says in this particular chapter 1, all this is happening. The men knew that this is the reason why trouble came upon him, because this man was on the boat and they thought about throwing him off the boat. And so Jonah told them, after they rowed harder not to kill an innocent man, he said, for this to stop, you need to throw me off the boat. The man said, I don't want to kill this innocent man. He loves Jesus. He's a Hebrew. He's a Jew. Well, the story says, the Bible says they threw Jonah off the boat. They drew strings. The storm stopped immediately. I want you to catch the revelation of this. This is so important. When you're doing the wrong thing in your life, when we do the wrong thing in our life, oftentimes we bring calamity to people who don't deserve it. But in this case, these men who prayed to foreign gods start praying to Jonah God. And when you are disobedient and called by God, people know that there's something in you and on you that is different. It's like me walking up into Miami Moon on Simcoe, being the pastor over there. I can't juke or jerk, but they can see me, the light in me when I walk in that place. I just don't belong. Jonah just did not belong. They understood that. They prayed out. After that, the worst, they made sacrifices unto their God. And they understood that his God was better and greater than their God. All right. God appointed a great fish. This is the only revelation you know about Jonah. I don't know. Jonah was some man in the belly of the whale. This is one of the greatest evangelist book you can probably ever read in the Bible. God appointed a fish. Okay. Three times in this book, something was appointed. Here we go. A fish, a plant, and a worm. He appointed a fish to swallow Jonah. Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days. Jesus was in the belly of the earth for 3 days. Time span. It took Jonah 40 days to get to Nineveh while going to Tarsus. When Jesus came out the earth, he traveled and preached from his resurrection 40 days, 40 nights. 3 days in the belly, 3 days in the ground, 40 days trip, 40 days, 40 night. There's a time containment on our lifespans, on in our lives. That's why we can't waste too much time. Waiting for somebody else to do what God is calling us to do. Now, the Bible says the fish vomit Jonah on dry land. Jonah got his mind right from the bottom of the boat, bottom of the belly. What am I saying? Situations when you hit rock bottom, you find the rock at the bottom. Thank you, Lord. It takes us some time hitting rock bottom to find the rock at the bottom. Amen. Here's the positive part. He went the other direction. He caused trouble for the sailors, swallowed by a fish, rebelling God's presence, purpose, and people, to being vomited on, vomited out. And I can show when he came out the belly of the whale, his hair wasn't done. Okay? You know, Job, when you vomit, it's a horrible smell. But look how great the Lord is. The Bible says the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Thank you, Lord. So what are we responding to? Are we responding to, well, is God bipolar? Does he change his mind? Does he change his message? God gave him the same word the first time before he ran. And when he got his mind right, gave him that word again. So God is not changing his mind like we're changing churches or changing our drawers, gentlemen. He is a solid, on-time, never-changing God. He had a mission and a purpose to reach, glory to God, a city whose wickedness came up before him. Now, Jonah, because of the trouble in his life, started to go in the right direction. And the Bible says he got to that city and he began to cry out to that city. The Lord says, don't prepare your message. I'm going to give you something to say. Yeah. When James invites me to come and talk to you guys, and again, I told you I love you, in love with you. I don't know what James talking about. I'm crazy about you. All right. I may take you guys, play some golf, something, do something, popcorn or something. I love you guys. Seriously. So when he invite me to come, I never go to the Lord and say, God, let me prepare a message for these men. I ask the Holy Ghost to tell me what's important and appropriate and profitable for the appointed time in their lives. That's good. Like he appointed a fish. There's appointed time for every message you hear under the sun.
Yes.
It is your job to take heed to the Holy Spirit and respond.
Yes.
The church is hearing but not responding. Mm-hmm. I need you to respond. Yes. I need you to respond to what God is saying. Not Pastor DK, what the Lord is saying. You got the word before, you got to get another word again a second time. He saved you and I when we were disobedient. And he's keeping us in our obedience to bring to pass what he wants to do in the earth right now.
That's good.
3 days, 40-day journey to get to the city. Got to the city. The Lord gave him a word. What was the word? Repent. Cry out for the city. Basically, he begged the city. Stop what you are doing. Destruction is coming to this land. Stop what you're doing. I'm not a political man. I'm a biblical man. All right, I'm not political, I'm biblical. I have a biblical view.
Hallelujah.
All right, but I understand what's at stake in this election.
Yes.
I understand what we're fighting against. You need to understand. Pay attention to this. James talked about the vote for a minute. I don't want to go there, but it's important that we vote locally as well as we vote nationally, because there are some things happening trying to get into our nation. Yes. Whew, while you're just trying to clean your truck, get a buck, and go to heaven. The enemy is invading our country with pure evil. The church has to wake up. The man of God has to wake up and take that leadership charge, regardless of his reputation. Speaking of reputation, Jonah told Nineveh what the Lord told him to say. Now, this is crazy. Chapter 3, he gets up there, he prophesies. He tells them what's going to happen. In 40 days, destruction is coming. Okay? Jonah talked to the king. The word started in the city, got to the king. What did the word start, Pastor? To the city, to the king. It started in the low part to the highest part. The prophet was speaking. That's why you don't know who you're talking to when you're talking to him.
That's right.
You can't pick and choose who to share the gospel with. You don't know if Pookie going to bring it up to the king. He may know the king.
Yeah.
You can't ignore who you... Everybody's important. You don't know who have access to somebody.
That's right.
The word went from the city to the king. When the king heard the message that the city was going to be destroyed, remember, he was a wicked king. He was ruling a wicked empire. It was a wicked city. And the Bible says when he heard what Jonah was saying in chapter 3, the king declared a fast. Some things, gentlemen, would not break until you fast and pray about it. Not only did he fast and pray about it, he told from the lowermost to the uttermost, nobody's eating nothing. Matter of fact, don't even feed the cows or the cat.
Animals.
Yeah. Wow. That little puppy that you got, when you fast him too. I know you love your little cha-chow, but listen, honey, we fast and you fasting too.
Thank you, Lord.
Why? Desperate times calls for desperate measures. The church just praying cute prayers. We need to be desperate about what's happening in the earth. We need to be passionate about what's going on. Nobody goes to hell in our watch because we are crying out with love and passion, not conviction and condemning them. I don't sit down and talk to men and tell them how horrible they are. That's why they're sitting down talking to me and I'm talking to them. We all got issues. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
But we have a God who is faithful.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, in the beginning, I said Jonah fled the presence of God, forsaking the people of God to reveal the purpose of God. Jonah ran from a purpose, but when he was in purpose, the presence followed him, all to reach a people. This message is not for just hearing. It's for a people who need to be delivered from a faithful God. The king declared a fast. Look what the word says, y'all. I know all of us has been in the wrong direction. All of us has went down the wrong place. I know I have several times in my life chose wrong. But what I love about God, he will give us a second chance.
Amen.
And a third chance and a fourth chance and a fifth chance.
Yes. Yes.
Because of Jonah's obedience, the king heard the message. He fasted. He also repented before the Lord.
Amen.
Chapter 3. All right. Going into 4, he repented. And the Bible says God heard this wicked king's prayer request and changed his mind.
Wow.
I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my phone down because this thing is already in me. I don't need the notes. It's in me. As you can tell, it's in me, right?
Yeah.
God heard his prayer and changed his mind about the destruction of his nation. Gentlemen, I was heading, and I know this is going to be out to people that James said it out. If you listen to this message and you judge me, that's on you. I was arrested 17 times selling crack at the age of 13. I was stabbed 3 times. When God got a hold of my heart and I repented and changed, I'm standing before you preaching today, not because I'm good, because God is good.
Yeah.
There's something about a changed heart that changes the mind of God about what's coming to you, that he's going to block it. Whew. What I love, Eddie, when we start praying and repenting, God will block the things that is meant to cause destruction and give us another chance. He's going to give us grace when we deserve judgment. Kindness and mercy when we deserve the other side of that thing. He is a faithful God. He's waiting for us to repent and turn. Not just, God, I'm sorry. Change your behavior. Go the other way. You can't come off porn by just saying, God, I'm sorry for jerking that old chicken.
Here we go.
Amen, somebody.
See, Pastor Randy's coming back.
He's coming back. You can't say, God, I'm going to stop drinking and keep drinking. Or whatever your vice is.
When?
You have to understand, all of us has issues.
Amen.
But when we confess that to God, he's faithful and just to forgive us. But we have to turn, gentlemen. Here's what I'm saying to you. You can't. He's going to give you the power of the Holy Spirit to turn. God, I've never overcame this battle. You never invited the Holy Ghost to help you to fight that fight.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
When you have the presence of God, you have a force fighting that's greater than you and your own ability.
Right.
Generational curses in my life. Nephews in jail, my mom and uncles in jail, dead, buried, baby mamas all over the place, issues, STDs, poverty, crime. You don't think God can break that when you make up your mind in your life?
Yeah. Come on.
And as I am ministering, I'm reminding myself of the victory of God because I repented and said, God, help me to go in the right direction. Okay, here's Jonah. Somebody said, reputation. I got to go. I'm tired of y'all. Watch this. Reputation. Jonah went to that city. He cried out. He moved out the city. The Bible says Jonah went out the city in the desert to watch the city, to watch the destruction.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. God, you told me I'm big powerful Jonah. I've been in a belly's well. I'm something. I'm important. I'm the big man. I'm the cat's meow. When I walk in, the roaches get nervous. You know what I'm saying? I'm Jonah. If I say it, if I tell you there's crackers on the moon, bring the cheese, son of a gun. I'm somebody. You know what I'm saying? Big Jonah. Somebody say reputation.
Reputation.
He got out in the city. He said, I'm going to pitch me a tent here, and I'm going to watch this city be destroyed. A few days passed, nothing happened. A few days passed, a month passed, week passed, nothing happened. A month passed, nothing happened. Jonah throw a fit in chapter 4. Well, you can read it.
Yeah.
He got mad because God didn't do the word he said he was going to do.
Yeah.
Can I pause and insert this on the text that oftentimes we pray prayers that God would not answer. We can't get mad at him.
Amen.
Because we don't know. We do not know what's on the other side of what God wants to do.
Yeah.
Just because you don't have the money or the success or where you should be in business or whatever else, you can't get mad at God for that. But what you can do, appreciate all the things you have right now and be thankful. Ooh, Lord, I learned to be thankful.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The Bible says Jonah got so mad that God didn't destroy the city. He said in his conversation, it's better that I should die, because he was concerned about himself. You know why people die, gentlemen? It's not because the wickedness in the earth, because the church is concerned about itself.
Yeah.
It's concerned about its kingdom that it's building. How big can I get? How much money can I save? All those are great. The church should be great in the earth.
Yeah.
It should be more churches than liquor stores. I'm for the church. But when the church esteems itself over the purpose, presence, and people of God, you're now putting process over people when it should be people over process.
That's
good. God, if y'all don't appreciate me, me and Joel just going to roll down 49, babe. I'm telling you. We rolling. We going. All right. Okay, watch. I got to go. All right, watch. Don't get too crazy up in here. All right. Jonah wanted to die. because what he thought was supposed to happen did not happen, Allie. God, how can you make a fool of me? I've been through all this stuff for you not to do what you say you're going to do. Have you been there? I lost money. Sin took me down, down, down until I got up and went. And you're not going to do what you say you're going to do? I might as well just die. So in chapter 4, the end of the story, end of this message, the city repented, praise God. Jonah wanted to die. The Bible says that God sent a scorching wind from the east, a hot sun that was so hot that Jonah could have died in. He appointed a plant. The plant grew overnight, gave Jonah some shade from the scorching heat. While Jonah was sleeping, God appointed a worm, all right? You never look at plants and worm again unless you're going fishing. Hey, he appointed a worm. The worm grew up while Jonah was sleeping, Allie, and ate Jonah's shade tree. The worm ate the plant. So Jonah got up. He was mad. The Lord spoke to him. He said, Jonah, why are you angry? He said, you had nothing to do, paraphrasing, with the tree or the plant that grew and gave you shade. You didn't pray for it. I gave it to protect you. He said, why are you angry with me? He said, why are you angry with me? I took care of the tree, the plant. How much more is one person in the desert than 120,000 Ninevites or Assyrians in that city than one person? If I can take care of you with a plant and a worm, surely I can save a city of 120,000 people who need to cry out.
Yes.
Amen. Y'all got that? He was more concerned about his reputation, his ministry, his prophecy. He wanted to see, not that he wanted to see 120,000 people die, but it shows good credibility when God is telling you to do something and you do it and it doesn't come to pass. But it also shows you shouldn't be concerned about you and your reputation over what God wants to do. I could have been possibly in any mega church, possibly in this nation. I've been invited, been offered jobs, but I chose to stay on Simcoe, not because I'm better or self-righteous. I just know my purpose in God's presence and God's people. It's where I'm supposed to be, and he's providing provision right where I am. The presence. The people. The purpose. He appointed a fish. He appointed a worm. He appointed a plant. All to save a wicked city. Mm. Gentlemen, I don't know what else to preach. If we're not getting activated in the Holy Spirit for the souls and the earth, then we're wasting a lot of time.
That's right.
3 days or 40 nights. What is your time containment? Jesus knows that number. We got to get to work. That's a wicked city, nation, where sins have come before the heavens. And we are a bunch of Jonahs sitting down in this room, ready to cry out to people who need to hear God's word. Am I saying go and rebuke the people? No. But the best way to win souls is to love the hell out of people.
Yeah,
serve them.
That's right.
Pastor DK, what is your title? Here's my new title, by the way, God. I changed my title. I'm nothing but a glorified foot washer. I get to wash feet all my life. I get to serve people all my life, get to tell them about Jesus. I don't want no other life than that. I'm happy and content with God using me for his purpose and me pushing the eternal value forward.
Yeah.
Come on, stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Thank you, gentlemen.